listening to Artemis Burn, a Tin Ceiling production. Brought to you by C4 Left Studios, specializing in theatrical audio and video. And now, Artemis Burn, Episode 5, Blown Away. Is it still there?
Yes, tracking is at 1,000 burns and closing.
I know it wouldn't work.
Now, I'll have no negativity on my bridge. I want solutions. Positive solutions. Trent, how about we start with you?
Well, we could try evasive maneuvers again. You know, third time lucky and all.
Fourth time. We tried it four times.
I'm not hearing solutions.
Hey, Har?
Gotta be valuable insight mode.
Well, not really. I've flown a fairly wide range of ships in my time, but that little flashing red warning light above the cruise control, it's a new one on me.
Where?
This one here. It just came on about 5 minutes ago.
We need, like, gas or something? I mean, maybe it's the thingy, you know, the what's it that tells you something's tracking the ship.
Somebody shut him up.
Moat? What the hell is wrong with my ship?
I don't know, Har. I haven't flown a trash hauler before.
Now, that has to be it. Look, the warning light is on the cargo hold control panel. It must relate to the, wait. I think I can get the computer to print a full diagnostics check.
I think it already did. That's why the light came on, stupid.
Shut up a second! I know what I'm doing!
You know, normally you take it in the dealer and have them run their little,
I'll just be quiet now.
Got it. The trash compactor's internal pressure has reached near critical mass.
Trash can reach critical mass?
I don't know about conventional trash. But 100 tons of raw sewage from over 1 million prisoners fed on a daily diet of protein recycle could understandably achieve critical mass under the right conditions. Tripe, you're going to tell me there's another button that we can press and solve this little problem fast, so that we can redirect our energy, our positive energy, towards shaking off our tenacious little friend out there.
Sure, boss. All we have to do is hit the valve override and,
Oh, fast.
What? Somebody's gonna have to go down to the compactor unit in the cargo hold, flip the override, and jettison our cargo.
What? Why the hell wouldn't they have the valve override button on the bridge console, where an impatient and easily annoyed captain could press the damn thing and be done with it?
Where's the drama in that?
The Artemis, she's a retrofit, right? And a pretty shoddy one at that. The trash compactor is an add-on. They just didn't bother to integrate the controls. Guess they had a big enough crew and could just send out a couple of skivvies to fix
it. What say you just Q-mail me the explanation, Tribe, and get the hell down there and fix this thing?
Well, hey, I'm needed up here, Har. Send Reggie.
I'm not good with buttons.
I'm the only one who understands the ship's subsystem.
Tribe, you're still talking when you should be walking.
Yes, boss.
You can take Reggie with you. He'll be completely useless, but maybe the trip will knock a few pounds off his fat ass.
Oh, that didn't take long enough. In doubt, let's just throw out a few fat gags.
Moat, how are we doing with the drone?
900 verns in closing. Wait, I'm getting a visual.
But hey, if you hit the green button, you'll bring up the systems for report for the drone. It'll tell you if it's armed or not.
Shut up, doofus, and go fix the trash. I got this.
Do as the lady says, Tripe. I'm getting edgy with time passing.
Yeah, but couldn't I be more useful
Tripe,
up here?
Tripe, get out of here and do something that makes me happy. The next two words I want to hear from you is, it's all fixed, boss.
What about if we...
I don't need to hear any words from you, Reggie.
Checking systems?
What you got, Moat? Just a straight-up run-of-the-mill tracking drone?
Looks that way. No lasers, no photon cannons, nothing. No armaments whatsoever. It's carrying some deuterium?
It's what? Did you say deuterium? That's not good. All ahead flank, warp factor pronto, Moat.
Where the hell did you come up with that lingo?
It's fusion, baby. And that drone is the bomb.
Still not picking anything up.
Get back in there and keep looking. I want my whole ship scanned from the bowsprit to the U-bend and the aft head.
Oh, come on. I've been over it 3 times already.
If those degenerate retards have left any unwelcome homing devices on my ship, I want to know about it. Now get. I swear, if I find a scratch on this thing. You, spanner brain, get on your feet. Now.
I'm moving.
For all the fuss your people have been making about you, they sure don't seem too enthusiastic about coming to get you.
Oh, they'll be here. Count on it.
Anytime this cycle?
They asked me to meet you, remember? They will be exactly 9 minutes and 33 seconds late.
You said that with a straight face.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be funny. They figured out that's the optimal time for making a client feel uncomfortable.
Client? Whatever. Tell me why I just feel pissed off then.
Because they're only 8 minutes late. You'll start getting nervous in about 40 seconds.
Yeah, right.
You're pacing.
Shut the hell up. My ass is sore, all right? You know, I could just about forgive the humiliation of following a damn auto tub. Hell, I might even be inclined to forgive those skeevy sons of bitches for stealing my ship. But come the day I pull Harlan Dodge's testicles out through his nostrils, it'll be because that dirty, murdering swine made me sit on a space bus for 6.5 hours with a bunch of dirty hydro farmers. And a wise guy engineer that I should have left in the tank on Tranquility.
At least you got to sit.
I haven't even looked at the tow charge yet. Do you believe that? Some butsicle steals and abandons my ship, and the feds charge me for towing. I work for the goddamn feds! This universe is dracked. I need a drink.
See? You're nervous. And they're here.
I'm not... Go to hell. I should have left you back on the Evermore with the other bits of her crew.
I wish you had.
You sure took your sweet time. I got to thinking you'd left this piece of colon for me to feed and water.
Marshal Booth, our sincerest apologies. We didn't anticipate your prompt arrival. The space bus was only running 9 hours late, yes? Vast improvement, vast. And unexpected, hence our tardiness. I hope you'll forgive me. I'm Epson Pallion, Guild Surveyor.
A surveyor, huh? I didn't think they let you people out much. I suppose your man here isn't such a dead weight after all.
Ah, indeed. Please, let me introduce you to Mr. Crivens. It is, in fact, his man who is currently in your custody. Mr. Crivens, the Right Honorable Marshal Booth. Ms. Booth, Mr. Crivens of the Nebulous Nine Corporation. Close associates with the Guild, as you know.
A nice ship you have, Munson. TY-90, if I'm not mistaken. Not bad for a Koreanese design, I suppose.
It gets me from A to B.
Rather popular among thieves, I recall.
Yeah, I heard that too. Whatever. I'll get 200 million clicks out of her. That's more than I ever got out of anything from one of your dealers.
Mr. Crivens is a commercial rather than civilian vendor. His wares are slightly more durable.
Please, let me extend my sincerest gratitude for your care of our property.
Property?
The contents of Number 101's mind is the intellectual property of Mr. Crivens' company. It's highly confidential.
You're their property?
You may respond to Ms. Booth, 101.
That is an affirmative, Marshal. I am the property of the Nebulous Nine Corporation, trademark. Anything I say or do is copyrighted under the Galactic Federal Patent Act of 678.54, Article B, Amendment A. All rights reserved. The Nebulous Nine Corporation will nevertheless not be held responsible for any injury, death, or destruction of my property associated with or pertaining to my actions or the use of a knowledge implicit with or against an A associated with the actions of third-party sentient or otherwise.
What?
Mr. Crivens, perhaps you'd care to escort your property back to the ship? I'll take care of Ms. Booth's compensation.
Marshal, I must again thank you for your cooperation, especially in light of recent events. We will debrief 101 immediately, Surveyor, and attempt to elucidate the circumstances underlying the unfortunate incident on the Evermore. 101, to me.
Affirmative, Administrator.
You people are completely sideways, you know that?
Different, I concede. It takes all kinds.
So, here we are. Do you know where we're going?
I'm working it out.
So, it's been fun. Fun from the get-go, hasn't it?
Yeah, crazy.
Who knows if we'll make it. Exciting. I mean, there's always a chance we might get collared again, you know?
Yeah, always a chance.
In which case, you know, sometimes expedience is your only friend. I mean, Harlan is the only one they're really after, isn't he? They couldn't give a pair of jaunty and nab-gaggler's tonsils about a dodgy white-collar thief like me and a greasy geek pervert like you. I mean, no offense.
Listen, I don't want to be rude, but I think we should get a few things straight. I mean, we should get one thing straight. The main thing.
Sure, go ahead, man.
I don't like you. I didn't like you in the can, and I'd like you less out of the can.
Well, hey, yes, that's no problem, man. I mean, I don't like you either. But that doesn't mean we can't be friends, does it? You know, I'm glad we had this talk. Woo! What is that smell?
Well, we must be getting closer. The seals on the compactor airlock must be shot to shit if the gas is leaking through.
Gas?
Yes, gas. You pack 100 tons of trash and shit in a small confined space right next to the engine room and let those bacteria get working? Well, you're gonna have some pressure building up. Okay, here's the airlock.
Ah, so that is rotten. Are you sure we can breathe this?
Just shut up and give me a boost. I need to see through the plexiglass.
What's going on, gentlemen?
We've located the trash compactor. I can see the problem through the airlock. A piece of trash is jamming the automatic valve vent. That's the only way the compactor can release the pressure.
Well, if it makes you feel a little less under pressure, you should know that we have about 10 minutes until the ship lights up like it was Tuesday. Until you fix our problem, there won't be any more evasive maneuvers.
Oh, man, did you have to tell us that?
How the hell can we fix it?
Well, I'm guessing you can't just pop Artemis a gas axe and wait 20 minutes. So I reckon someone is going to have to go in there and free that valve. I'll let you strapping men argue over who gets to be the hero of the hour. If you get sucked out into space, make sure you close the door on your way out. Over and out.
He is a very, very unsavory man, have you noticed?
Is this the right time to tell you I have a phobia of trash compactors?
You've got a phobia. I'm not going in there. I've seen that fucking holo vid.
Well, I can't go in there. I'll break out in hives and start hyperventilating.
Well, then we've got a problem.
How about we play for it? Phasers, lasers, and tasers.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, sure you have. Phasers, lasers, and tasers. Phasers beat lasers, lasers beat phasers, and phasers beat tasers.
Tasers beat lasers, phasers beat tasers.
All right. 1, 2, 3, go.
Did I win?
No, sorry, man. Lasers beat tasers.
Fine, it's best of three.
All right. 1, 2, 3, and go. Ha! Phasers beat tasers. I'll operate the airlock door for you. Just make sure you hold your breath when the...
Now, hang on a minute. I thought you just said lasers beat tasers.
The little light is now flashing red. What the hell is going on?
Hurry. We don't have much time.
You stiff me, you jammy bugger.
Oh, get over it. You'd stiff the rest of us to save your own ass, too, if given half a chance. Anyway, I'm valuable to the mission. What have you got?
Hey, I'm important. I've got skills. I've got transferable skills. You know what? Open the fucking door. I'm going in. You're sure this gas won't kill me?
No, it's perfectly safe. Although that might just be the gas talking. I'm feeling a little woozy.
I'm serious, fella. Serious like your granny was gang-raped by Batsunian jawbrimmers. Get my ship working or I swear I will find a way to torture you both before the ship goes down. So help me fast.
All right. 1, 2, 3. Doors open! Get in!
All right, now what?
I'm opening the inner door. Take a deep breath. Go! Don't fall over!
Ah, what is that? Oh, I don't want
to
know.
Just focus on the valve. Try not to think about the stuff you're wading through. Through the disgusting liquid spooge that's clinging to your dax and threatening to drag you down into the stench at any moment, forcing its way into your every aura.
Shut up! All right, I'm here. Stiff.
Okay, you're doing good. Pull it hard.
I am pulling. It ain't fucking moving.
Don't talk. Just try not to breathe. Hey, there's no need for that. I'm trying to help, damn it. Okay, that's it. Use that twisted pipe as a lever. It's moving. Give it all you got. Wait. I think I saw something moving under the sewage. No, just kidding. You're fine. Almost there. Done. Can you make it?
Hey, what's going on with the walls? Oh, you have got to be yanking the sproids.
You need to come back now. You have to move faster. The compactor's trying to crush the trash and expel the gas. The valve, watch the valve. It's starting to open. Quick, grab the door.
Ah, shit! My dax are getting sucked off my legs.
A little bit further. Don't worry about your dax, damn it. Let them go. You've got the inner door. I'm opening it now. Okay, get in. Shutting the door. Get your feet out of the way.
What's wrong?
I don't know. The door won't close. The servos are seized.
But space wing.
Open the door's control panel. On the wall beside you.
Can't quite reach it. I've got it.
Okay. Pull it open. Now, grab the wires. Just pull them out. The short will cause the automatic safety hydrox to kick in and close the door.
All fucking right.
Do it.
Almost there.
No, wait a minute. That's not the smart.
I'm getting hold of the wires.
No, wait. Don't break the wire contacts. You'll cause a spark. The gas will ignite.
I've done it. Yeah.
So, that engineer was pretty valuable.
Conscientious assessment, Marshal. If you are concerned about your payment, you will be well...
Actually, I'm more concerned about my future. My immediate future, whether I have one.
I'm not sure I understand.
The way I see it, I've had a valuable source of information in my custody. If I was you...
Which you are not.
I might be inclined to wonder what was said. If anything of value had been transferred between myself and your engineer.
It naturally crossed our minds, of course. Please, there's no need for that. Remove your hand from the holster. We are quite satisfied that you've exhibited sufficient professionalism with regard to Nebulous 9's intellectual property.
I'm not here alone. Know that.
I'm aware of that. My intentions are honorable. About your compensation.
Hey, Meathead! Get out of here, will ya? Just a precaution. You understand.
Of course. We must all take our precautions, as I have mine.
Hey, did you hear me in there?
You can release Amela 5.
What? Who are you talking to?
My familiar. My black cat, as it were.
Stand fast.
Marshal, Amela 5 means you no harm.
Drack it, she does. Tell her to put down my deputy or I shoot all three of you.
Amela 5, release.
You okay? Is he okay? What did you do, you crazy space bitch?
Please, Amela 5's methods are quite non-invasive.
How did she get inside my ship?
Like a thief, apparently.
You think I'm next? You gonna have your pet torture me? Bring it on, you lousy...
We're not in the habit of interrogating clients with whom we intend to open a business relationship, Marshal Booth. That just wouldn't be professional.
My deputy doesn't look like he's been treated very professionally.
It wasn't him we were hoping to establish a contract with. Please, the weapon, Marshal. No damage has been done. Report, Aleph 5.
Probability of security breach less than 1%. Statistically insignificant. Interrogation ceased at level 3.
Only 3? That's out of 10, Marshal. Your friend was barely touched. Reason for terminating Q&A, Aleph 5?
Involuntary loss of bowel control.
You guys are insane. Hey, Meathead, are you alright? Talk to me.
Oh yeah, I'm fine. I feel like someone pulled a ball of barbed wire from my cake hole to my track hole.
Now, Miss Booth, I have a business proposition.
Is that a fact? Well, seeing as your mistress here just gave my deputy a sonic enema, I'm thinking I'm not going to be much interested in any proposition from you.
Indeed. But perhaps you would be interested in this.
Holy tritated whore of Ceylon. Is that what I think it is?
Platinum Standard Aqua Card. Valid at any H2O bank. Good for 500 liters of premium-grade water. Take it. It's yours for services rendered. It is rechargeable. It only requires my authorization, which brings me to my proposition.
I'm not sold on anything yet, but let's pretend that I'm more interested than I was just now. What have you got?
What have we got? We, as in myself and my esteemed employers, have got a problem, Marshal.
That right. Wouldn't have anything to do with an escaped convict and his merry men, would it?
No. That's not a problem, Marshal. That is a minor nuisance that will be remedied in time. Our real problem is the Mayor of Tranquility.
Let's pretend I'm still listening.
Aleph 5, status, eavesdropping sweep.
Only one surveyor. Successfully located and deactivated. Intelligence grade.
You looked everywhere, huh?
Dry ice. Just let me sit on some dry ice. Oh, it'll feel so sweet. Just pack it right in there.
Ms. Booth, you seem to be a popular lady. I presume this rather high-spec listening device is not your property?
No, but I'd bet my ovaries that I know who it does belong to.
I imagine you do. And believe me, I think we may have a common interest in that individual also. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Business first. We will need complete privacy, however. Aleph 5, if you will.
What? Wait, what?
Is that necessary?
Your man there will be right as rain in 24 hours. The nightmares will wear off in less than a month.
What is it you want to talk about, Surveyor Palyon?
This is strictly confidential, you understand. Certainly not something that we wish to be divulged to all and sundry. And sundry being inclusive of your colleague, Officer Zhu.
Trust me, the more things that I know which he doesn't know, the better I feel, Surveyor.
Please, call me Epson. Tell me, What do you know about trade routes, Marshal Booth? More specifically, those trade routes operating under the somewhat extortionate tax levies of the Government of Tranquility.
What the heck was that?
Harlan, help me up. She flipped into a blank spin. Hit the starboard thrusters for a counter yaw.
Keep that trim stick steady, Moat. Are both engines functioning? Do we still have engines?
Just steady her out first. Hold tight. She'll buck for a few more moments.
Okay. She's calm. She's calm. All is calm. Now what the fuck just happened to my ship? Tripe, are you down there? What are you trying to do to me? Tripe? Talk to me. Tripe?
Did you see the size of that flare? It came shooting out of the Artemis like...
Like a space beetle pulling the oldest dinner party trick in the universe.
Yeah, kinda. Even had that green tinge to the flame.
What's our status?
You asked for a cannon's virtual. You have chosen wisely.
Would you like super sweet with that?
That's odd. How the hell did that get assigned here? Something's definitely off with these controls. Fazing guildies think they know everything.
Hey, let's put a Fazing coffee button on the external sensor control. Won't that be great?
We're sorry.
That is an incorrect response.
Please try again.
You okay there, Moat?
No. All I want is sensors. You Fazing... Okay. Structural integrity seems to be sound.
Holy shit. The force must have been absorbed out into space. Tripe, I could seriously do without you being dead right now. Answer the fucking intercom.
Boss? Boss, you copy?
Tripe?
Is that you, boss?
What?
Is this me?
Shut up. Where's Reggie?
You know, you can be surly at times, boss.
Gee, mama's sorry. Now where the fuck is Reggie?
He's here, boss. The airlock closed before the fireball could backfire. For the most part.
Are either of you hurt?
Well, my ears are ringing, and it'll probably take a week or two for Reggie's eyebrows to grow back. But apart from that, I think we're shipshape, boss.
Har, you won't believe this.
What is it, Moat? I'm trying to organize my crew.
The explosion? It totally blew away the tracking drone.
That's crazy. It's probably on our dark side. You just can't see it.
I'm telling you, all scanners are reading fine. There's nothing but space trash out there. We flame-grilled that big boy. This ship is just full of surprises.
You don't know the half of it.
We're home free, Harlan.
Well, you're half right, Moat. I guess you're half right. For now. Tripe, Reggie, can you walk?
Reggie's a little unstable.
What are you waiting for? Sling him over your shoulder.
What?
Tripe, people stay on my ship by being useful. Reggie was useful. Now it's your turn. Hell.
If you would like some coffee, please press 1. If you would like some hot chocolate, please press 2.
I may even have a warm cup of cocoa waiting for you when you get back here. Then again, I might not. Life's a mystery like that.